Washington County, Utah, just across the Arizona border, wants more water from Lake Powell. To get it, officials there are proposing to build a pipeline, move the water 2,000 feet uphill with five pumps, and then deposit the water into a reservoir outside St. George, about 140 miles away. The project would also include hydroelectric power generation. Keith Schneider has written about this. He's the Western Environment and Public Lands correspondent for the LA Times. And Keith, this sounds like a pretty ambitious project. What all does it entail?
So the state of Utah and the community around St. George proposed in the early 90s to satisfy and solve an impending water crisis that they foresaw, because St. George and Washington County have been among the fastest growing communities in the United States for decades. So the water managers there and the city leaders there anticipated that they needed to deal with an impending water shortage crisis that would evolve over time if they didn't expand the number of resources that they could tap for their water. So from their standpoint, from the public official standpoint, they are making pragmatic decisions about preparing for water shortage.
You mentioned that this was first proposed several years ago. Are we in a position now where this is any closer to actually happening?
Well, the idea first was sort of discussed in 1991, according to Eric Millis, who described the genesis of this project in regulatory hearings before the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, which is the federal government agency that's overseeing the development of the pipeline. And the Water Conservancy District in Washington County and the state are anticipating that they will cross the first regulatory hurdle in the next few weeks when FERC decides whether or not to proceed with an environmental impact statement on the consequences to the landscape communities from construction and operating this pipeline.
Now, as you write about, this plan is not universally beloved. There are a lot of folks who don't want it to happen for a number of reasons. And one of them that really stood out to me was, it seemed like there was a sense from some folks outside Washington County that maybe that county wouldn't need quite so much water, maybe wouldn't need this project at all, if they just tried conserving the water they had a little bit better and maybe making it a little more expensive so people thought about how they were using water.
Well, that criticism comes from in and outside Washington County. So there is an astute group of citizens there who have evaluated, you know, the risks and benefits of the pipeline, and they've determined that water conservation, which could be achieved by regulation and by raising water prices, would provide as much water as Washington County could be anticipated to use in the middle part of the century, even with the population increase. And the reason that they reached this conclusion is because right now Washington County uses more water per capita than almost any place on the planet. And one of the reasons that that's occurring is because the price of water in Washington County and its county seat, St. George, is not nothing but next to nothing. And the argument that they are making has sense and validity to it, that conservation could provide the needs of that county, certainly for the rest of the century. The other argument they make is that there is water there. It's not just the sole source from the Virgin River, but it also, there's agriculture there. And agricultural water is available because the community is chewing up or paving over, developing its agricultural lands. Now, what the Washington County Conservancy District will tell you is that water is really saline, has a lot of minerals and salts in it. So to prepare it to be drinkable water will take expensive equipment on its own.
What do supporters of this pipeline make of the calculations that if they were just to raise water rates now and try to conserve water now, they wouldn't need the pipeline to begin with?
I think there's two things. One is that there's a goal and a strategy within the business leadership community there to keep the development going. So low water prices is a competitive advantage for a desert community, and they have the water to develop now. I think there's that one thing. Two, they're invested, the people that are involved have been invested in this for decades. And so there's an imprimatur there to continue to develop this pipeline, because there's been $35, $40 million already spent on it for studies and such.
What do the other entities, states like Arizona or other entities that use water from Lake Powell currently have to say about this? I mean, this would take a not insignificant amount of water out of that body of water.
The states have not yet commented, mostly because the project hasn't achieved any kind of official start. You know, it's still a plan, you know, a plan that has crossed no regulatory boundaries. The environmental groups raise those questions about what are the effects of this kind of withdrawal from the Colorado River. It's 77 million gallons a day. So what they argue is that this is an insignificant withdrawal from Lake Powell, which is the second largest reservoir in the United States. The withdrawal is at the bottom of the Colorado River in Utah, so it's not at the top, and it represents 6% of the withdrawal that Utah is entitled to under the law of the Colorado River, around which all the Colorado River states have agreed to. So we haven't, in this history of this, we haven't gotten to that debate yet.
All right. Keith Schneider is the Western Environment and Public Lands Correspondent with the LA Times. Keith, thanks a lot for talking to me about this.
Thank you.